Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
We continue our division by division MLB preview as we order up the American League Central. Got some good teams here. Got a lot of bad teams too. So we'll see if there's any major movement. From 5-1, who you got in the American League Central D?
All right, so first up, I've got the Minnesota Twins. No Correa, no Pablo Lopez, only Joe Ryan in the cupboard. They might lose 100 games. Number 4, I've got the White Sox. I know they lost Lewis Roberts, but maybe the $34 million man Murakami can score some runs. Number 3, I've got the Cleveland Guardians. Most of the division, most of the team that won the division last year is back, which is why that's a problem. So yeah, there I have them taking a step back. Number 2, I've got the Kansas City Royals. Healthy Cole Reagans. This Caglione, Jack. Think he can do well. He's playing on Team Italy this year. And, hey, you know, the hometown hero, or the guy that they've been sweating the last couple of years, Bobby Witt Jr. You know, I'm assuming they've got a bounce back in them. I wonder if this is Sally Perez's last year. And then my first place team is Detroit. They're a 90-win team. Their starting rotation with Verlander, Valdez, Flaherty, Scooble, it's got to be tops in the American League. I think they top the Central. I think they contend for an American League title. What do you got, Steve?
You can't help but just smile when you see a balloon. PopStarsBalloons.com offers spectacular balloon decor for all of life's events, specializing in custom balloon creations and installations for private events, corporate and school functions, photo shoots, brand events, and fundraisers. Led by certified balloon artist, the Popstars Balloon team shape balloons into custom works of art. Popstar Balloons provides full concept balloon design, build and installation services, as well as pre-assembled decor pieces available for pickup or delivery. Popstar Balloons is a woman-owned, small family business focused on providing professional balloon services using only high-quality, 100% biodegradable natural latex balloons made in the U.S. and Italy. They consistently prioritize the safest use and handling of balloons in a sustainable and responsible manner. Popstar's Balloons is located in Westchester County, New York, but likes to party at events throughout New York City, Connecticut, Long Island, and New Jersey. Popstars Balloons can also accommodate balloon decor services for destination events. No event too big, no event too small, and their custom personalization service is the perfect touch. They also offer a full line of event decor options like backdrop, prop rentals, tablescapes, dessert table setups, custom signs, and they always deliver with a smile. Whether you're looking for gift balloons, classic decor, or large-scale design for a big impact, Popstars Balloons will create the perfect decor for your theme, vibe, and space. So if you have an idea in mind or need inspiration, Popstars Balloons decor will be the cutting edge and spectacular. Visit PopstarBalloons.com to pop your next event.
I mean, there's a lot of similarity here. The Pablo Lopez injury really sank the Twins. Now, you're relying on Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan's got a back problem.
Joe Ryan's like, oh, shit.
So you have, you know, Nick Abel, Taj Bradley.
You're just making names up.
You have, you know, Bailey Ober.
Come on.
Nothing's really, like, you know, nothing's really doing it for you. Simeon Woods Richardson. Fine. Okay, made sure.
Up. You haven't said a real name yet. These guys are all made up. There's no way these are professional baseball players.
It's new game. Real or Minnesota Twin? So made up or Minnesota Twin?
I like
there
that
you go.
Game.
That's a good one. Offensively, they brought in Josh Bell. So there's that, but Josh Bell probably won't be here.
250 hitting Josh Bell.
He won't be there long. But if it completely goes south, they'll trade his ass. Maybe this is the year they finally move on from Byron. I mean, it'll be worth something to somebody at the trade deadline, right? Switch hitting pop, somebody will pay. I don't know if it's enough that it's going to, you know, alter the course of their franchise. I don't know if it's going to be a trajectory altering move, but you know, this might be the year that Byron Buxton gets traded. But yeah, the Pablo Lopez injury definitely moved them into DFL, which is something considering the fact the White Sox are in this division too.
Yeah.
So the White Sox still are not very inspiring, right? You have Eric Fetty, you have, you know, not much, you know, in terms of pitchers. A lot of unproven guys. You have like Drew Thorpe from the Yankees, former prospect from the Yankees from a few years ago. Shane Smith. Yeah, leaves a lot to be desired, right? Sean Burke, Jonathan Cannon. Again, are these made up or are they Major League Baseball players? So, this guy here is a furniture mover. So, they believe in Kyle Teal. We'll see. He's going to get some extended playing time. We're looking at Murakami. That's who you're looking at. Is Murakami the goods? I'm banking on no. With that level of strikeouts, that's not very awe-inspiring. Right? You seem to have something in Colson Montgomery. We'll see. You traded for Luis Angel Acuña. You have big plans for him. We'll see.
Yeah, the switch hitter.
Yeah, the switch hitter. Chris Getz is a fucking moron. So, we got the wrong guy.
Ooh, did he just hit the switch hitter?
Oh. Chris! But wait a minute. I wanted the switch hitter.
Read the scouting report.
We traded for the wrong fucking guy. Son of a! It was the wrong one-legged man. Shit. Guys like Benintendi and Hayes are probably gonna get traded midway through the season, but you know, it could be worse. You could be the Twins. Third place. I'm not in love with the Royals rotation. I'm not really digging it. Yes, Urseg is
Reagan's,
good.
Right?
Yeah, Reagan's is good. Lugo is solid. I don't know how much longer he can put that up.
Yeah.
You have Waka, another guy. Like
Waka.
Waka's 34. I thought he was older than that.
That's Team USA, Michael Waka.
That's team, yes. As opposed to the Puerto Rican who's playing for Team Puerto Rico. Yes. Seth Lugo is older than Michael Waka. Shit. Who knew? 36. So you have
Michael Waka. I feel like he's been around forever.
Exactly. It was, you know, him and Waino. Like I feel like
for him, I thought for sure he was 38.
Yeah, I thought he's sneaky young. Kyle Wright is there, former Brave Kyle Wright.
He's still alive.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be a knuckleballer. I think that's you yet. Taylor, they haven't released you yet. Now, and then you have Chris Bubich. Okay. But Urseg is good. Carlos Estevez is good as long as as long as Lindor is not taking him deep. So, you know, you got a couple things there. Matt Stram is there, but realistically, he's just, you know, he's the winner of the Nicolas Cage lookalike contest. So that's good for him, I suppose. They got some hitters. The offense will carry them, but the pitching just leaves me a little underwhelmed. Second place, because they have better pitching, I'm going to go with the Guardians. Offensively, this team does not wow me. Outside of Jose Ramirez, what are you going to get from Manzardo? We'll see. Like, we got a little taste last year. You have DeLauder. What are you getting from him? You know, Stephen Kwan is still here, so that's good. You still have a very underrated player in Stephen Kwan. I know they were thinking about getting rid of him last year. I'm sure they're thankful they didn't. But, yeah. You know, it's not enough. It's not enough to deal with the Detroit Tigers. Number one, potentially pushing the Blue Jays. I can see that as the ALCS. Skubal, Framber Valdez, Justin Verlander. Come on now. Casey Mize is probably your four.
Wild. That's wild.
Yeah. Kenley Jansen's come. Oh, Jack Flaherty's still on this team.
I told you, yeah.
No.
They got a good rotation, man.
Solid. And then the bullpen, you got Finnegan. You have Kenley Jansen. That's pretty darn good. And then the lineup is loaded. The lineup is absolutely loaded. Are you getting another year of Detroit Gleyber Torres? Or are you getting the Yankee Gleyber Torres? Because he played very well last year.
I was assuming you get the Yankee Gleyber Torres.
What are you getting from Javi Baez?
Who's their best hitter?
Torkelson? Nah, Torkelson's okay. Carpenter? I would say. I would probably say Carpenter. And even then, Carpenter's
not even every day. Yeah. He doesn't play against lefties.
No. I mean, but Carpenter has a hole in his swing, too. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that he is a very prodigious power guy, but yeah, it's a problem. Riley Green is very good. You know, have a bunch of guys here. You have you're kind of loaded. You have Meadows if he's healthy, Vierling, Jamai Jones.
Some Razor on the phone. Hang up.
And they're loaded in the infield too.
Trying to fleece us.
Yeah, they're loaded in the infield too. Cole Keith, Trey Sweeney, McKinstry. Like, this team is ready. This team is ready to make a run at the pennant. Now, what's going to hold them back? Injury and underperformance. Especially from a guy like Torkelson, who seemed to kind of start to put it together, but for a while there, kind of in the wilderness. So we're going
to
see.
Listen to me, Billy. He's a 230, 240 hitter with 28 home runs. That's what he is.
Which is, you know what, in today's major leagues, that's fine. That's actually better than fine, because you have some guys who are in the 200s or sub-200 who are still getting regular playing time. So that's fine. Spencer Torkelson with those numbers, you can be a fucking all-star. Congratulations, buddy. But I think the Tigers have enough to not only win this pretty comfortably, but also make a run at that pennant. And who knows? Maybe even the World Series. Let's get crazy. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who you have in the American League Central. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the National League East.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.